treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F. Bird main, then a fee, fry, and a mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time. And there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob drop the B's, Bo, Ob, or Fred. Fred drop the F's, Bo, Red, or Mary. Mary drop the M's, Mo, Airy. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo.
Bo.
Now Tony with a B.
Tony.
Then Banana, Founder, and Fo.
Banana, Founder, Fo.
Then you say the name again with an F very plain.
Bo.
Then a fee, fi, and a mo.
Fee, fi, mo.
Then you say the name again with an M this time.
Moody.
And there isn't any name that you can't rhyme. Everybody do Tony. Tony, Tony, Boboni, Banana, Fana, Bofoni, Fee, Fi, Mo, Moni. Tony. Pretty good. Let's do Billy. Billy, Billy, Bo, Illy, Banana, Fana, Bo, Philly, Fee, Fi, Mo, Millie. Billy. Very good. Let's do Masha, Bo, Basha, Bo, Nana, Fana, Bo, Basha, Fee, Fi, Mo, Asha, Masha. A little trick with Nick. Nick, Nick, Bo, Big, Bo, Nana, Fana, Bo, Big, Fee, Fi, Mo, Mick. Nick.
And welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And you just heard The Name Game by Shirley Ellis, the singer, also wrote the song. This week's theme is called Name That Tune, and all the songs we're going to hear today have a woman's name as the basis for the tune. You know how Chuck Berry had Maybelline and Little Richard had Lucille, and a lot of people's biggest hits were based on women's names. But we're not going to use any of those. We're gonna use some that are off the beaten path, and some you may know, some you might not. And Shirley's Name Game, which we base our show on today, was originally recorded in 1964. And Shirley was a great songwriter. She also wrote that song with her songwriting partner, Lincoln Chase, who also happened to be her manager and a producer. But right now, we're going to visit a lady by the name of Nikki Hokey. And here we go.
Way down Louisiana, down in Cajun land, folks got something going on, something like Nikki Hokey to Tootsie. I wants to tie you for a ting man. You did me on the Scooby-Doo. I dig you on a Scooby Die, you old booger fool, you. You old booger fool, you. Then again, get here to the consultation of the fool I we. Body squad and Miss Molly, everything broke said it now. Look at boo, look at you. What I like to do to you, girl, you old booger fool, you. You're all for the poor youth and a girl. Get here to the consultation of who I be.
Your sister's on a trip, your mama died here. Little girl, you looking okay. You old book of fool, you. You old book of fool, you. Get here to the consultation of the fool I we. Your pappy's doing time in the pokey. Your sister's on a trip. Your mama got a hip. Little girl, you looking okay. You old book of fool, you. You old book of fool, you. Little girl, get hip to the consultation of the Boulay Wee. I talked about your Boulay. Come on, talk about your way. Talk about your Boulay.
Now listen to me. This is a song with a message. I want you to heed my voice. I want to tell you all a story about this chick I know. They call her and say to me, Annie, she's always shoveling snow. I sat her down and told her, I told her crystal clear, I don't mind you getting high, but there's one thing you should fear. Your mind might think it's flying, baby, on those little pills, but you ought to know it's dying. Saw things in the window, heard things at the door. My mouth was like a grinding mill, my lips were cracked and sore, my skin was turning yellow. I just couldn't take it no more.
And we're back. That was Dave Edmonds with Deborah. That was recorded in London in March of 1978. Great little tune from his album called Tracks on Wax. And the band on that track would eventually become the band known as Rockpile. Nick Lowe, Terry Williams, Billy Bremer, etc. And before Deborah, we heard from Annie. Amphetamine Annie. And the group was Canned Heat. From their classic 1968 album called Boogie with Canned Heat. And an interesting album. Dr. John did all the horn arrangements on that record, also played piano. And shows up on the album as Dr. John Crow. And that was Henry Vestine on lead guitar. This is the classic lineup of Canned Heat with Larry Taylor on bass and Fido Della Parra on drums. Alan Wilson on slide guitar and vocals and Bob the Bear Height on vocals. And we start off that set with another young woman named Nikki Hokey was the name of that track. And that was the great Houstonite, P.J. Proby. And I think that was P.J.'s biggest hit. It might have been his only hit. That was from 1967. And P.J. moved out to California to become an actor and a recording artist. And interesting little fact, about a year after he did that track, he made an album. And the backup band, he went to England because he was popular in England. The backup band would eventually become Led Zeppelin. At the time, they were known as the New Yardbirds. And that album, I think, was called Three Week Hero from 1968. But Nikki Hokey was a single from 1967. And we're going to move right along. And I think the next woman's name we're going to visit is Jane. Just Jane. And here we go.
Crowing, hey man, let go me tell you I ain't ready yet. Uh-huh. I no begin to fret. Uh-huh. I'm having a good time. Uh-huh. Break up in line.
Thank you.
All right. A little bit of old school Cajun. Adam Hebert. And his girl is Rosalie. The name of that tune. Probably recorded in the early 60s. Got that one off compilation Floyd's Cajun Fido Dough. And not much information. I tried to dig it up, but my guess is early 60s. Great little track. And before that, recorded in New York on September 9th of 1930, that was the great Charlie Poole with the North Carolina Ramblers. And Goodbye, Sweet Liza Jane. And that was Charlie himself on vocals and banjo. And Roy Harvey on guitar. And Odell Smith on fiddle. And before that, we heard another Jane, just plain Jane. Jane by the Mighty Sparrow. Recorded in Trinidad in 1968. And written by the Mighty Sparrow as well. His real name was Slinger Francisco. And not the best fidelity on that old scratchy record. That was an old record I had laying around called Calypso Carnival with Sparrow before he became Mighty. But he sounded pretty mighty there. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. This week's theme is women's names. I actually called the show Name That Tune. And Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we're broadcasting from the beautiful, plush, but not overly ostentatious Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus. And you're listening to 88.7 FM. And we're going to move the name show right along with our next woman's name is Genevieve. And let's see, why don't you let it bleed, Genevieve? And here we go.
Misconceiving life again. Up on the sidewalk, a replacement, waiting to be skinned. Bobby wants a lady from the lowlands, and I'd like to have one. Said one in the bush, worth two in your hand. Even then you'll find there are too few. Genevieve lay dreaming on my ceiling. A thought came rolling stone across her mind. Looking down with great feeling, I'll trade you your mine. Just try to sing in choirs, hear the organs grind. And upstairs they say there's too much noise. I tell the lady we'll be quiet. She knows boys will be boys. Jenny, Jenny, what's the matter? You'll get your way next time round. Subtract the former from the latter. You're fatter than a Willie, you were found. Genevieve Lately.
Ouch. Motorcycle Irene by none other than Moby Grape. That was off their second album. It came out back in 1968, written by the great Skip Spence. And at that time, they had put two albums out at the same time, came out the same day. One was called Wow. The other was called Grape Jam. And that was from the album Wow. And before that, from the Algiers section of New Orleans, we heard Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers with a great track, Sister Lucy. And that was recorded at Cosmo Matassa's studio sometime in the early 50s. And I don't know for sure, but it sure sounds like to me that the rhythm section is Earl Palmer on drums, probably Edgar Blanchard on bass. And I'm pretty sure that sax player's got to be Lee Allen. That was pretty much the lineup, standard lineup back then at Cosmo's great studio. And we opened up that set with Let It Bleed, Genevieve, by John Phillips. Many of you know John Phillips from the Mamas and Papas, great songwriter. Made a great record back in 1970 called John the Wolf King of L.A., and he used the Wrecking Crew on the record. Same people that played on a lot of the Phil Spector stuff. Hal Blaine, great drummer, Joe Osborne on bass, Larry Netchel on piano. They were pretty much the core of the Wrecking Crew. And also on that record was James Burton on guitar, Buddy Emmons on steel, and a lot of great vocalists. And moving right along with women's names, I think we're going to start off this next set with a powerhouse of a band. Yes, indeed. Southwest Louisiana's own Cajun Country Revival. And what women do they have up their sleeve? I think her name is Corina.
Corina, where you been so long? I ain't had no lovin' since this part. I love you, dear little girl, sweet little girl. Well, since I heard your lilt and laughter, it's your Irish heart I'm after, peg on my heart. Your glances make my heart say, how's chances? Come be my home, come make your home in my heart.
For you, he tells you to be true. same line. No, there'd be one girl in my harem when you're mine. I got an idea. We'll build a tent just like the children of the Orient. Oh, sweet dark moon, my star of love divine.
Well, I feel like I've been transported to some magical tropical isle. Pretty tune, Dardanella. And that was Jeff and Maria Moldauer. Off their Sweet Potatoes record. Came out in 1972. And that tune was originally published in 1912. And Al Jolson recorded it in 1913. And I'm wrong. It's 1919 it was published. And in 1920 it was Ben Selvin's orchestra who had the big hit with it. It remained number one on the charts for 13 weeks. Back in 1920. And that song has been done by Bing Crosby, Big Spider Beck, and a host of other people. That's a great little version from 1972 with Dardanella. And before that, we heard the great Gene Vincent with Peg of My Heart. That's Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps, recorded in 1956. And here's where I got messed up. The original version of that song was recorded in 1913 by Al Jolson. Scratch all that other noise you just heard me say on the last track. And we started off that great set with a real powerhouse of a band from right here in Southwest Louisiana. That was the Cajun Country Revival with the old traditional tune, Carina, sung in English and in French. Folks, you got to support Codafil. And that was Jesse Leger on the accordion and the French vocal. And Caleb Clowder was singing the English vocal. And, of course, we had Joel Savoy there on fiddle. Just a great, great band. And if you just tuned in, all these songs are women's names, in case you couldn't guess. And let's see, who are we going to visit next? We're going to go to a great songwriter by the name of Lee Hazelwood. And the track is called Forget Marie. And here we go.
Standing on the corner with a raggedy old suitcase by my side, waiting for a Greyhound bus to come along so I can hook a ride. Gonna go as far as $14 will take a fool like me. Gotta find a place where I can hide, you know I must forget Marie. Marie, I'm standing on the corner feeling raindrops race tears down my face. Crying losers' tears and knowing that I never should have run the race. Never should have let her build a house of love. It's falling in on me. Gotta find a place where I can hide. You know I must forget Marie. Marie, I'm standing on the corner with the raggedy old suitcase by my side. Bus to come along so I can book a ride.
Once I lived a life so rare, beauty lived inside the lake. Desdemona, straight and true. Desdemona, gold and blue. Yes, I lost my Desdemona. Destroyed her. Yes, I lost my Desdemona. I fell for life. I fell for life. Poison in my ear at night took away my appetite. I couldn't hold on to the pain. Something broke inside my brain. Yes, I lost my Desdemona. With my own hands I destroyed her. Desdemona, I fell for life. I fell for life. Never has a man been born can take a woman's scorn, nor tasted a more bitter wine than the brewing of his mind. Yes, I lost my Desdemona. With my own hands I destroyed her. Desdemona, I fell for life. I fell for life. Life.
two great songwriters there right in a row. Paul Kelly, who I often turn to, with Desdemona. Folks, in almost 20 shows, I have not repeated one song, but I do have a few favorite artists, as you might notice. And before that, we heard the great songwriter Lee Hazelwood. He was the guy who wrote These Boots Are Made for Walking for Nancy Snow.